Zionism. When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. A project born in the late 19th century out of European colonial logic, baptized in ethnic nationalism, and marketed under the guise of religious redemption, has today become one of the greatest engines of suffering in the modern world. The tragedy is not merely what Israel does to the Palestinians, but how the so-called civilized world contorts its laws, language, and morality to make excuses for it. It's not just Palestine under siege. It's truth. It's justice. It's humanity itself. Messianic madness, Netanyahu's war of extermination. When Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu invoked biblical rhetoric in the wake of October 7, calling for the annihilation of Amalek, and framing the campaign as a war between the children of light and the children of darkness, he wasn't merely signaling a military operation. He was declaring a genocidal crusade. This was messianic nationalism cloaked in divine entitlement. In Jewish scripture, Amalek refers to an enemy to be utterly destroyed, including women and children. This was no coincidence. This was Zionism unmasked, a toxic fusion of ultranationalism and apocalyptic militarism. A settler colonial movement veiled in theological supremacy. And it is devouring the soul of a people and the conscience of the world. Now go and strike Amalek and devote to destruction all that they have. Do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, child and infant, ox and sheep, camel and donkey. 1 Samuel 15:3 Zionism is not Judaism. Israel claims to be the Jewish state. But Judaism is not Zionism. Judaism is thousands of years older than the Israeli state. It is a faith rooted in justice, memory, and moral law. No Islamic state claims to represent all Muslims. Not even the Vatican claims to represent all Christians. But Israel claims to speak for all Jews, weaponizing that claim to silence dissent, criminalize criticism, and deflect accountability. Zionism is a 19th-century political movement rooted in European racial logic and colonial entitlement. Born in 1897, it partnered with the Nazis in 1933 under the Havara Agreement to transfer Jews to Palestine while undermining the Jewish-led anti-fascist boycott of Germany. It used tactics that would be labeled terrorism today, bombings, assassinations, and ethnic cleansing, to oust the British Mandate and the indigenous Palestinian population. In 1948, Israel declared itself a state, expelling over 700,000 Palestinians in the Nakba, erasing their villages and rewriting the narrative. Since then, Israel has operated as an apartheid regime, annexing land, demolishing homes, arresting children, and imposing a military occupation that violates every principle of international law. Breaking the covenant. And it's not just international law. Zionism is also violating Jewish law, halakha, which contains strict rules for war. Civilians must be spared, cities must be offered peace before attack, fruit-bearing trees must not be destroyed, prisoners must be treated humanely. Starvation, indiscriminate killing, and unnecessary cruelty are forbidden. These laws are not optional. They are Torah. And Israel has systematically violated every single one. It has deliberately bombed schools, hospitals, bakeries, and shelters. It has used starvation as a weapon of war. It has blocked aid, destroyed water infrastructure, and cut electricity to over 2 million people. It has razed orchards, demolished homes, and ethnically cleansed entire neighborhoods. This is not defense. This is desecration. A betrayal of Jewish law, Jewish ethics, and the Jewish covenant with God. Pikuach Nefesh and Butzalem Elohim. Traditional Judaism holds that human life is sacred. The principle of Pikuach Nefesh, the obligation to save a life, overrides almost every other commandment. Life is of infinite value. To take a single innocent life is to desecrate the name of God. Moreover, Judaism teaches that all human beings are created Bezalem Elohim, in the image of God, Genesis 1:27. This includes Palestinians. Every child in Gaza bears the divine imprint. Every woman buried beneath rubble, every father executed by drones, every family starved by siege carries within them the spark of God's own image. To deny their humanity is to deny God. To murder them in the name of God is Chilal Hashem, a desecration of the divine. David versus Goliath. Israel loves to portray itself as the lone democracy in a hostile region. In reality, it possesses the most advanced military in the Middle East, backed unconditionally by the United States and equipped with nuclear weapons under the doctrine known as the Samson Option. Yet it meets stones thrown by children with bullets. It answers Hamas makeshift rockets, almost all intercepted by its Iron Dome, with 2,000-pound bombs. It carries out preemptive strikes across the region, Yemen, Syria, Lebanon, Iran, and cries terrorism when attacked in return. It has weaponized Jewish trauma to justify mass murder. But the world is changing. Eyes are opening. The cruelty can no longer be obscured by pious language or appeals to past suffering. The blood is too visible. The bodies too numerous. U.S. complicity. The United States, Israel's chief enabler, has long vetoed nearly every resolution critical of Israel in the UN Security Council. But it has gone even further. In 2024-25, the U.S. imposed sanctions on the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, Karim Khan, and several ICC judges after they issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant for crimes against humanity and war crimes in Gaza. The U.S. also targeted Francesca Albanese, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Occupied Palestinian Territories, for daring to speak the truth. Meanwhile, Netanyahu, the subject of an international arrest warrant, travels freely and is welcomed by Western leaders, including former President Donald Trump at the White House. Western media and the most moral army. They call the Israeli military the most moral army in the world. A phrase repeated like scripture while it drops U.S.-made bombs on refugee camps, massacres civilians waiting for food, and targets journalists, doctors, and children. Western media, the supposed guardian of truth, has joined the complicity. It describes settler lynch mobs in the West Bank as clashes. It buries the names of murdered Palestinian children while amplifying every Israeli claim, however baseless. It treats accusations of anti-Semitism as a weapon to silence dissent. Israeli soldiers post videos dancing in looted Palestinian homes, mocking the dead, celebrating displacement. This is not hidden. This is not denied. It is flaunted. A grotesque inversion of the Nazi crimes. Where the Nazis killed in secret, the Zionists kill in full view, mocking the world, daring it to stop them. The war against human conscience. What is happening in Gaza is not only a crime against the Palestinian people, it is a crime against humanity. To see one of the world's most advanced militaries drop $100,000 bombs from F-16s onto families living in $20 tents is not war. It is an assault on human conscience. To see charred corpses of infants justified in the name of self-defense is an insult to the very idea of morality. Israel could shut off Gaza's internet, just as it did its electricity, water, and aid. But it keeps the internet on. Why? Because it wants the world to see. This is psychological warfare. It is a threat. Watch what we can do, and know that no law, no court, no principle will stop us. This is not merely a war on Gaza. It is a war on compassion. A war on truth. A war on your soul. Breaking the covenant has a price. The covenant is not a license to kill. It demands justice, mercy, and humility. And the Torah warns, when Israel violates its moral obligations, God withdraws his favor. If you do not obey me, I will scatter you among the nations, and will draw out a sword after you. Leviticus 26:33. Zionism has broken that covenant. It has made an idol of land and power. It has forsaken the widow, the orphan, and the stranger. It has turned the promised land into a graveyard. A reckoning is inevitable, legal, historical, and theological. The God of justice is not to be mocked. The covenant is not a weapon. And every child's blood cries from the earth, echoing the warning given to Cain. What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. Genesis 4:10 conclusion. The crimes being committed in Gaza today are not only against a people, but against a principle, the principle that all human lives have value. As the world watches Gaza burn, it is not only Palestinian lives that are being destroyed, it is the very meaning of justice, law, and human dignity. Zionism has turned the world upside down. It has made war into peace, colonization into self-defense, massacre into morality. It has corrupted international institutions, silenced truth-tellers, and hijacked an ancient religion to serve a nationalist agenda of conquest. But this is not the end. History is not finished. And it will not be lenient on those who sided with power over morality. No empire lasts forever. And there will be justice for those who put profit before righteousness and cruelty before compassion. In a world where injustice becomes law, resistance is not a crime. It is a duty.